Turn with me to Hebrews chapter 1. Hebrews chapter 1. How many of you have ever been sitting in a service when somebody's preaching or pastor's preaching and the Lord just drops something in your heart? And sometimes you wish, I sure wish I could give this to pastor because it's a lot better than what he's doing. I was listening to Steve Sampson on Monday night, and I've been reading three books this week. And I was listening to Steve Sampson before I started reading the books. Before I even bought, I bought two of his, and Stan brought one in that I was reading yesterday and Friday night. And the Lord just dropped something in my heart about listening. How many of you are really good listeners? How many of you like to talk when somebody else is talking? That's my big problem. I got to shut up and listen. I mean, I got to be quiet and listen. But as he started talking to me about listening, he started to talk to me about listening, not necessarily to people, although we need to, listening to his spirit. How many of you ever prayed for an answer for something? How many of you ever took time to listen to what God wanted to say? The Bible says in James 1:19, it's in my notes, but I just want to quote it to you. It's very simple. It says, be swift to hear, slow to speak, and slow to anger. Do you ever get a phone call when somebody just absolutely talks, and then you have something you want to say and they hang up on you? I got to go. How many of us ask God for help? We ask God for provision. We ask God for all this kind of stuff. And we never get it. And we never get it sometimes because we don't pay attention to what he's trying to tell us. It's like wife's giving your husband a honey-do list. He puts it in his pocket and doesn't remember. God never forgets. But it's not a honey-do list to God. It's God, how are you going to do some things and what do you expect from me? Listen to these. Because some people think God quit speaking. God's always speaking. The key is, does he have people who are listening? Does he have people who are paying attention to what he's saying? And he speaks in many ways, and we're going to go over some of those this morning, but I just want to read Hebrews chapter 1 to you, verses 1 through 3. God, who at various times and in various ways spoke in times past to the fathers by the prophets, has in these last days spoken to us by his Son. Let's stop there for a minute. How many have ever asked God if he loves you? How many still asking God if he loves you? How many still asking God, does he accept me? Does he even like me? Every time you think of Jesus, you can rest assured that he loves you and that he accepts you. So let's move on from that question, okay? In these last days has spoken to us by his Son, whom he appointed heir of all things and through whom he made the worlds, who being the brightness of his glory and the expressed image of his person, upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high. God in various times spoke through the prophets. God today speaks through his Son. In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Skip down to verse 14. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. So Christ is the perfect picture of God speaking to us. How many of us would have really known that for God so loved the world that he gave if Christ wouldn't have come? And so as we begin this morning, understand that God wants to speak to you beyond just, and it seems like a bad place to put just, but just receiving Jesus. God wants to fellowship with you. God wants to develop a relationship. God wants to speak. Now keep in mind, he doesn't speak to your mind. He doesn't speak to your ears. He speaks to your spirit. There's a lot of people thinking God's telling them something in their minds. He's not. So we come with a lot of people saying, God told me this. It's opinion. God speaks to your spirit, your heart. And so we need to be listening to what God is saying. We need to understand that he wants to speak. Now, how does he speak to us? Some people have heard an audible voice of God, at least they claim to, which is very possible. God speaks to us through the Holy Spirit speaking to our spirits. God speaks to us another very basic way, and everything God says lines up with this. It's the Word of God. And sometimes we just don't pick up the Word of God when we're going through some crisis situation or sometimes, and we never hear what God is saying. And God says, go to my Word. The most basic way the Holy Spirit speaks to us is through the infallible Word of God. If you believe that, say amen. Amen. And everything he says lines up with the Word of God. The Holy Spirit gave this to people, and he still confirms it. There is no new revelation. I'm going to tell you that right now. Somebody comes to you and says, I have new revelation. Ask them what they mean. All the revelation is in the Word of God. Hello. And there's nothing that compares to it. Not prophecy, not word of knowledge, not tongues interpretation, not word of wisdom. Nothing compares and overrides or supersedes God's Word. When you get out in left field and you start comparing what somebody said to the Word of God and put it on equal footing, you're in trouble. Love the way you're shouting. But we need to learn how to listen to the Word as we read it and to the Word as God speaks to us. Now, God does continue to speak to us in other ways. Turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 12 with me. 1 Corinthians chapter 12. God's Word is the final authority. Okay? How many believe that? But listen to this now. Let's go back to Scotty for a moment. How did I know Scotty had something for us? God spoke to my spirit. I was walking up here. I had no clue till I got up front, and all of a sudden, Scotty has something. Or Coach Hagen has something. I never knew that. I didn't plan it. I didn't design it. It just came. God speaking. God spoke to you. How many God speak to this morning? How many listened to Mary? Was she just talking to be talking? God was speaking. You say, well, what do you mean? I mean God speaking. God loves to speak to us. God likes, not like some marriages. I'm going to meddle for a minute. You talked and talked and talked while you were dating. You got married and you quit talking. Men just think, well, women know what I'm thinking anyway, so why should I say it? They're omniscient. Here we go, verse 7, chapter 12. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to each one for the profit of all. To one is given the word of wisdom through the Spirit, to another the word of knowledge, to another through the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another gifts of healing by the same Spirit, to another working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, to another different kinds of tongues, to another the interpretation of tongues. So God is giving us, there's vocal gifts, and there's revelation gifts in there. There's tongues and prophecy and interpretation. Those are vocal gifts. Word of knowledge, word of wisdom, and discerning of spirits are revelation. But God's speaking. And so we need to realize and we need to understand that when it comes to the gifts of the Spirit, God wants to show us things. God wants to speak to us about things. God wants us to understand that He not only has an answer, He is the answer to everything you're going through. You may face a problem today, and you may be thinking, how do I get through this? That's not the issue. The issue is, how does God want you to get through it, and He'll show it to you. Amen? Come on. Did you know something? There's no gift of suspicion in there. There's no gift of spiritual harassment. So, if I look at you and say, I think, that's not God. When God is saying something, we know. It's not guessing. It's not my opinion. My opinion for some people would be very dangerous. Are we mature and big people today? Can you handle a few things? Are we okay? Okay, I want you to listen now. Don't share your opinion with somebody and says, God told me to tell you. Don't come to somebody when you think they should be doing something and say, God told me. That's lying. Anybody know what happened to the prophets of old when their things didn't come true? Boy, yeah, I love the way you're shouting. They want Mavis back or... When I come to you and say, God told me to tell you this, and it's just my own opinion, that's a lie. I'm lying in the name of God. The gifts of the Spirit don't work by emotion. They work by Spirit, Holy Spirit. Amen? Amen. If you're sharing somebody with something and it's your opinion, tell them. Paul did that in the Bible. How many know that? Paul said, I write this by permission. I used to have a lot of cassettes and words that people gave me. And after 45 years, kind of threw them out. Didn't fit. I had that happen to me. I did it one time at least. I was praying for a lady out in Rapid City, and I said, I see you having a baby. All the women are ducking right now. A year and a half later, I went back to Rapid City, and she said, you know, you told me this, and it didn't happen. I said, I missed it. I'm sorry. She said, no, don't be sorry. Because after you gave me the word, I went to the doctor to see why after several months I didn't get pregnant. They found I had cancer. She said, you missed it, but God made up for what you didn't know, and my life is saved. But I missed it. And so It's a very interesting thing, and I know your minds are spinning now. How do I know it's God? You know in your spirit? If you question about whether it's God or yourself, tell the person. If you're giving a word to them, something that they need to hear, just say, this is what I feel. Come on, Angie, you're okay. And so we go and we come into this listening. Now, there's some more ways God speaks to us. How many dream? How many have visions? How many read books or periodicals that have lost art in our day? How many listen to CDs? How many watch spiritual DVDs? God can speak to you through those. God can touch you through those. God can talk to you through those. But still, the most basic way is the Holy Spirit speaking to you through His Word. Amen? Amen. Why does God speak to us? Do you ever stop and ask, well, God, why are you talking to me? I'm going to give you 3 points quickly. One way, one reason God talks to you is so that you get to know Him better. God wants you to know Him. So, how do you get to know your spouse? It's not an interrogation. It's talking and listening. Listening. I know some people think, well, I get to know people by interrogating them. No, we don't. Especially if we don't allow them to answer. God wants you to know Him. Why? John 17:3 says, and this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom you've sent. What do you know about God? Come on, what do you know about God?
He's love.
God is love. Does it go deeper than that? Probably not, but there's more. What else do you know about God?
He's faithful.
He's faithful. Did it end there? No, that's good. What else do you know about God? He's truth. I hear that. What else do you know about God? Come on.
He's
whoa, is that, you have to bring that one up? God is just. There's justice. What else we know about God? Come on, folks.
Along with that, He's long-suffering.
He's long-suffering.
Merciful.
He's merciful.
Forgiving.
He's what?
Forgiving.
He's forgiving. How many accept that? So all these things we know about God. Now let me ask you a question. How many of these things do you apply to your life? How many of these things do you remember when things get tough? So we go through all these things, and God just keeps reminding us, I love you. I accept you. I am faithful. I'm merciful. Kind and good and generous. Forgiving. Do we live with that? Until, what makes you think God loves you? Where'd that come from? Or you think God wants you in heaven? What have you ever done to deserve it? Or somebody looks at your face and say, you just think you're better than me. Isn't that great? Where'd that come from? Or we don't talk politics and religion. No, I don't either. I talk Jesus.
Amen.
And some politics. And so we go through this stuff. But within you as a believer, especially if you've been baptized in the Holy Spirit, there are spiritual gifts. And we need to listen to God when he wants us to use them. Do we listen to God during services? Do we listen to God when God wants us to say something? Do we listen to God when God says, it's going to be okay, just lift your hands up and praise me? Huh? Do we get there? And God continually speaks and speaks and speaks. Look at 1 John chapter 5 and verse 20. Relationships. Look at this one. And we know that the Son of God has come and has given us an understanding that we may know him who is true, and we are in him who is true, in his Son Jesus Christ. This is the true God and eternal life. There's more, friends. More to our relationship with God than just going to heaven. I want to go to heaven. Heaven is our destination, not our goal. Our goal is to be conformed to the image of Christ. Our destination is to be with God. But right now, listen to me, look at me. Right now, God's with us. God in me, the hope of what? Glory. God's with us. And God wants to get our attention. It's about listening to him. Where does God want to take this church? He knows. Do you? Where does God want to take you? He knows. What does God want to do in your family? What does God want to do in your life? What does God want to do in your children? Man, if I had small children right now, I'd want to know the design that God has for them and start leading them and teaching them now, not when they're 12 or 13. They've already been conformed to the world. If they're going to public school, a lot of stuff. If we don't start teaching them the ways of God when they're 1, 2, 3, and 4. Anybody know what I'm talking about? It's true. So parents and grandparents, we need to hear what God's saying about our children. Amen or oh me.
Amen.
It's true. Why does God speak to us? Because he wants us to know him. Number two, he wants us to know about other people. You go, what do you mean? He wants us to know that there are sick people around us. He wants us to know there's depressed people around us. He wants us to know there's hurting people around us. He wants us to know there's people who don't give a hoot about God. No, I'm sorry, hoot. They don't give a hoot about God. That came out before I was thinking about it. They may give hoot to God, but they don't give a hoot about him. And God wants to pinpoint the need of their hearts to us so we can minister to them. And sometimes they'll tell you, no, that's not me. Just walk away. I got a call yesterday to go see a man, and I went and saw him. We're supposed to get together this afternoon again. I just asked the person that called me a simple question. What about his family life? And he said, I don't know. So I'm sitting talking to this gentleman. I said, what about your family life? Were your mom and dad such and such? Were this such and such? Was this going on in your family? Yeah, all of it. I said, okay, let's break it. Let's break it. And so when we left, we had prayer. Because there are things that can be handed down from your families And sometimes we don't want to think about it. I'm going to go into a lot deeper detail in just a moment. I was in jail. I didn't wear orange, Ange. I was in jail on Wednesday. We had 15 people there. And I simply asked a question. I said, how many of you here right now, your parents, grandparents, are alcoholics? Every one of them were in there for drinking. 15 in there for drinking. And every single one of them raised their hand. Everyone. Every one of them prayed a sinner's prayer with me, which is fine. But I'm going to tell you something. If some of the things aren't broken, what are they going to do when they get out? And so God wants you to know. Listen to me, please. God is so loving of people that He will reveal to you situations in their life that when you minister to them, you understand why they're the way they are, and you have the power to take authority over that in the name of Jesus and the blood of the Lamb and see it broke.
Amen.
Now, and some of you sitting here this morning may have an issue that's been troubling you and perplexing you and tormenting you, and needs to be broke. It's okay for somebody else, but when we get to you, then you don't say amen anymore. God wants to use you to bring His love and His mercy and His grace, and like Kathy said, His forgiveness to others. Look at me. How are we going to do it if we're bound ourselves? And so God speaks to you to tell you about other people. You may be walking through Teals. You may be at the Dairy Queen. You may be at Pizza Hut. You may be going on an airplane, getting into a terminal. Boy, that's an interesting name to call an airport, isn't it? Terminal. But you may be there, and God speaks to you and says, talk to someone. Well, if they're in a terminal, you know they're a bad situation already. Talk to them. Know what God's telling you. How many of you are glowing? So where in the world are you going with this? You're the light of the world. You're the light of the world. Jesus said, you can't hide it. Let it shine. Amen?
Amen.
Come on. We're the light of the world. And we need to know. We know where the darkness is coming from. We just need to know who the darkness is. One more point. God speaks to us so you know about yourself. How many's ever been conned by the devil? How many of you have issues that nobody in the world knows about except God? There can be good issues and there can be bad issues. I'm going to digress for a moment. There are times God talks to you about something and He just wants you to cherish that and keep it to yourself. And He'll tell you when to release it. Amen?
Amen.
Everything God gives us is not for broadcasting. Kind of interesting. Just kind of interesting. So God speaks to us so that we can know about ourselves. How many are thankful you're forgiven? How many are thankful that God didn't put your list of sins up here? Or your thoughts? Turn with me to Romans chapter 8, please. I want you to take a hold of this morning, please. Regardless what Satan tells you, regardless what friends tell you, regardless what anybody tells you, take hold of the Word of God. Listen to what the Spirit's telling you. Especially, well, you just listen to what the Spirit's telling you. Verse 14 says, "For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are the children or the sons of God. For you did not receive the spirit of what? Bondage. You did not receive the spirit of slaves. Again to fear, but you received the spirit of adoption by which we cry out, Abba, Father." Now listen to this. Here's what God's telling you as a believer. The Spirit himself bear witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. Look at me. It's a done issue. It's a done deal. He didn't give you bondage to go back into fear. He speaks to you every time you say, "God, do you really love me? God, do you really accept me? God, do you really care about me? You're my child. Of course I care about you." Mothers, how many times do your children have to come to you and ask if you love? They love you. Love them. They know you love them. Dad, it doesn't hurt you to tell them you love them either. But God, the message that he sends to us is, "You're my children. Do I love you? Of course I love you." Sometimes. Doesn't say that, does he? He doesn't say that. Look at 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Verse 12. Underline this in your Bible if you're marking it. If it's not marked, mark it. Please mark it. "Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit who is from God." Who is that? Holy. Can't hear you. Holy Spirit. "We have not received the spirit of the world, but the spirit who is from God, that we might know the things that have been freely given to us by God." How many of you are still just hanging on, hoping the Lord comes quickly so you can get to heaven? It's not the answer. Again, I'm excited about Wednesday night. I want to talk to that guy. Well, I want to hear him talk. And then if I got time, I'd like to talk to him, ask him a few questions. Heaven. The things that are freely given us. Are you receiving them? Come on. How many read this book through the New Testament especially? What's in there you don't have that God wants to give you? What's in there that we need that we haven't listened to God and God said, "Hey, I got this for you. It's free. Even give you green stamps." That dates me. But God absolutely, radically wants his people to be equipped. And you know something? This may be hard to believe, but he'd really like to have you enjoy your life. Huh?
Oh, I just got to go to work today.
Well, join the other 1 million Americans or 2 million Americans that don't have a job. Might be good to go to work today. Even if you got to drive bus. The things have been freely given. I close with this. I think about closing anyway. If we're going to get to level, all the way to glory, we need to listen. Amen. And there are times God sends people to talk to you. He's showed them something. He's revealing something to them. Listen. Listen. If it doesn't agree with your spirit and it's not agreeing with what God's telling you, put it between your gum and cheek and just suck on it for a while. Doesn't mean you have to do it right now. Think about it. Pray about it. But here's the other deal. When you're listening to God and he's telling you about you, what is he telling you that's in you that he doesn't want in there? What's he telling you that through no effort of your own, the enemy has been allowed to put something in your life that's hindering you from stepping into that next level? Is hindering you from going the next step. Is pulling you back. The Bible calls them at times generational curses in the Old Testament. I think the New Testament, he probably calls them bondage. God wants to break it. Because some of these things can hinder you from listening to God. They keep you focusing back on something that should have been taken care of that just the enemy still feels he has a right to just torment you with. I wasn't much of a proponent of this until recently. But I've had some things happen. I've read some stuff. I've listened to a CD. I've seen it in people's lives where God wants to just eradicate anything from your life that's been handed down that's not from God. Amen?